In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is, what's the difference between equity and equality? This is a question that I get all the time. I actually handle it a lot in the workshops that my consulting business, Diversity by Design, conducts with different organizations. And I like to explain it because it's one, when we think about diversity, equity, and inclusion as separate terms, equity is the one that is the most often misunderstood. People understand that diversity is a mix of people who are quote unquote different than you. People understand that inclusion is about creating a space where everyone belongs and feels welcome and respected and valued. But typically people actually mix up equity and equality very often. And so I'm going to share one of my newer definitions. This is one that I didn't make up. It's from the Avarna group, but I found it recently and I really like it. I actually liked it so much that I replaced my old definition that I would share with people. And so equity can be defined as allocating resources to ensure that everyone has access to the same opportunities. Equity recognizes that advantages and barriers, the isms, exist. And the reason why I love this, number one, is that it calls out the different isms and that people are having different experiences that are advantages and then disadvantages as well. And then this idea of allocating the resources so that everyone has access to the same opportunities. Now, that is not the same as having access to the same thing, because an opportunity and how you are suited to pursue that can be very different for you than it is for someone else. And so equity is about giving you what you need so that you can then be able to pursue that opportunity. Now, equality, on the other hand, is really about giving people the same thing. And so think about, I don't know that why this metaphor, this vision is coming to my mind. When you take a test, when you're in grade school, everyone gets a piece of paper, everyone gets an eraser, everyone gets a pencil. This is clearly dating me because we did not have computers when I was in elementary school. And so everyone got the same thing, right? And that was that. We were going to take the test. Everyone got the same thing. And one of the visuals that I love to use when I explain the difference between equality and equity is this one of a bicycle. And so in this picture, there is a woman who is disabled. There is a man who's really tall, a woman who is petite, and then a child. And so the idea of giving them all the same bicycle, that's equality. Well, how is the woman who's disabled going to ride a bicycle? That's not possible for her in her current state. How is the little child going to ride a grown-up bicycle? Doesn't fit him, right? And so equality is really about that equalness. But guess what? Those people don't all need the same thing. And so for different people in this group that I've mentioned in this example, that bike is basically useless. They can't use it. Now, equity is about giving them the bike that they need. And so the woman who's in the wheelchair, she has a different kind of bike that helps her with her disabilities. The man who's super tall, he has a bigger bike. So now he doesn't have to ride crouched over. The woman has a bike that fits her, and the child has a bike that fits them as well. That is what equity is. And it's really interesting because when we think about equity in the workplace, it kind of goes against how work used to be. Like, we wanted to give everyone the same thing. Things had to be fair. There were no exceptions made. But that's not really the world that we live in anymore. There are accommodations. People are allowed to be human at work. Parents need different things than single people. Single people need different things than parents. Women need different things than men at different times, sometimes not. But really doing the work to understand what people need and then doing your best to give them what they need in order to succeed, that's what equity is all about. And when I think about equity in the context of diversity and inclusion, I really feel like equity is the cornerstone. Without equity, you can't have diversity and you can't have inclusion either. Both of those two things have a glass ceiling in the case that there is no equity. The example that I love to give is, all right, so let's say that I'm at a company and they have the most amazing International Women's Day ever. They bring in speakers, they make us all feel special, they talk about the value that women have in the company and in the vision and the goals and the future of the company. But when I look around and when I look specifically at leadership, I see very few or almost no women in leadership. And so I know that there's an inequity that's happening there. Women are not making it up into those upper echelons of the company. And so no matter how included I might have felt in that moment, I know that my inclusion has a limit because I don't see any women in these leadership roles. Same for diversity, right? This is all kind of intertwined and mixed together. And so I like to look at outcomes. Are the outcomes of your practices and policies equitable or are they not? And often it is super, super apparent, just like the example that I gave, no women in leadership. Guess what? You probably have some inequities built into your hiring and promotion practices. How do we dig into what those are and how do we change them so that your outcomes are equitable and you're seeing an equal number of men and women matriculating into those leadership roles? That's just one example, but you know, the data doesn't lie. And a lot of the data that we see is visible data, right? You can see the outcomes of the practices and policies when you look around a company and see what are the outcomes that are happening there. And so that's why equity is so important. It's easy to measure in this way by just looking at the data, looking at the outcomes, and then backtracking to understand the why. That really is the work. The why and then the where are the practices and policies? Where are they broken? And so when we think about equity, when we think about equality, we really want to focus on equity because that is what's going to get us the custom solutions, the custom resources, the custom support that is needed to help companies thrive and to help individuals thrive as well, no matter where they are. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.